Or they might use it to put boards across to make a picnic table outside. Most people call that a horse or a sawhorse. Did you ever hear that? Nope. Okay. I guess you don't chop wood very much where you live. Okay. You straighten your hair with a comb or a
brush.
And when you do that, you say, I'm going to
brush my hair.
Mm-hmm. And you would sharpen a straight razor on a leather. It's also something they used to hit kids
whip.
With. Pardon?
A whip.
Well, it's a piece
belt.
Of, it's like a belt. And I really just want to see whether you pronounce it strap or strop. Which way would you say it?
Strap.
Okay. And what do you put in a revolver? Not bullets, but something starting with a C.
Case.
And you say you're firing blank what?
Case.
Starts with C-A-R. Car?
Cartridge.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And these are some things on. They might have on a playground. If there was a plank and a child sits at each end and you go up and down, that's
seesaw.
It. And if you're playing on that, you say you're doing what?
A seesaw.
Mm-hmm. Right. How about something that was anchored in the middle and you get on the ends and you spin around? You ever see that?
A move around.
All right. Uh-huh. Did you ever see, I don't think they have these in Atlanta, a board that's anchored at both ends and you get in the middle and you jump up and down? That's called a joggling board. You ever hear of that? They have them in South Georgia, but I don't think they have them this far north. And then a thing that when you tie two ropes on a tree limb and put a board.
Swing.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what you call a thing you carry coal in to put it by the fire?
Pail.
All right, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And what runs from an old-time stove to the chimney?
Pipe.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what a flue is? Good, because I don't either. That's true. What would you call a little thing that has two handles and one wheel for carrying heavy things?
What?
It's a wheel something.
Shovel.
Wheel. First part of the word is wheel. It's a wheel.
Wheel wagon.
Wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. Then, what do you know what you could carry in your hand for sharpening a knife on?
A knife sharpener.
All right. Did you ever hear of a whetstone or a wet rock?
Yeah, wet rock.
Okay. How about a great big thing that might turn around and you sharpen an axe on it?
Mm-hmm.
Grindstone or grind rock? Grinding stone? Nothing? Okay. Then the thing that you drive is a
car.
All right. If something was squeaking in your car, what would you put on it to lubricate it?
Oil.
Or what's that heavy black stuff?
Lubricating oil.
And if it was squeaking, you might say to the mechanic, please do what to my car? All right. The point I'm trying to get you to say is grease. If you were asking the mechanic to put grease on the car, you'd say to him, please do what to my car?
Put some grease on.
Well, using grease as a verb, please do what to my car?
Grease my car.
Uh-huh. And so yesterday I
greased my car.
Good. And if the grease got all over your hands, you'd say they're all.
My hands are greasy.
Mm-hmm. Fine. And do you know what they used to burn in old-time lamps?
Kerosene.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that? Did you ever see a lamp made from a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
Yeah, I don't see one.
You ever
a piece of glass over?
Well, I don't think it even has glass over. It's just somebody takes a bottle and then they put kerosene and a rag in it and they light it and they use that for a lamp. You know what you call that? Okay. That's a really old-fashioned thing. Toothpaste comes in a
tube.
Mm-hmm. And if you've just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water for the first time, what do you say you're going to do with it?
Launch.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a little boat that didn't have a motor on it you just might take out for fishing on a lake?
Rowboat.
Yeah, good. Okay. And